Hello, I'm Dr. Jason Isard, Associate Professor of Urology and Oncology at Queen's University and Kingston Health Sciences Center. We attended the 2021 European Society of Medical Oncology Annual Conference from September 16th to September 21st. And I'm here with Dr. Jenny Koh, a medical oncologist from the University of British Columbia, to summarize the highlights of an interesting article presented at the meeting. Dr. Koh.
Thank you, Dr. Izzard, for letting me present on this interesting abstract in daraloma maintenance treatment in metastatic castration-resistant prostate cancer. And these patients have been treated previously with the hormone agents, and they had taxane and had non-progressive disease. So this trial has gone into areas where it has not been really explored previously, because typically when we give chemotherapy in the mCRPC setting, we do not give maintenance treatment afterwards. So the objective of this phase two trial was to determine if an immediate switch to darolutamide maintenance after taxanes for patients with mCRPC previously treated with the NHA agent might improve RPFS. So the patients who had either ENZA or ABI for at least 8 weeks prior to therapy with a taxane, and people who had non-progressive disease after taxane treatment, so docetaxel about 300 milligram per meter squared or cabazitaxel 80 milligram per meter squared. So that would be equivalent to about four cycles or more of these chemotherapy regimens, and continued androgen deprivation were basically randomized one-to-one to darolutamide 600 milligrams BID or placebo BID until progression, and then lifelong follow-up. Primary endpoint was radiographic progression-free survival at 12 weeks, and there were a host of secondary endpoints, and the type 1 error was about 15%, so fairly generous, and powered to be about 80%. So it recruited about 92 patients in total, and two patients were excluded due to protocol violation. In the two arms, they were fairly balanced. As you can see here, in darolutamide arm, a little bit more patients received docetaxel than cabazitaxel compared to placebo, and stable diseases for the most part in darolutamide arm. And some PRs, in fact, if anything, placebo arm had more PRs with the taxanes. So in this study, the primary endpoint RPFS at 12 weeks was met, because there were about 12.5% differences between the two arms in terms of the RPFS. The actual RPFS was different by about a month, so 5.5 months by 4.5 months. And the p-value, it did meet the significant level in this particular trial, 0.15. The secondary endpoint was also numerically improving with the p-value of 0.014. So event-free survival and overall survival also showed trends towards improvement. So about 3 months difference in overall survival, and about 2 and 2.5 months difference in median event-free survival. In terms of the PSA response, it's quite clear that numerically the PSA response is superior in the darolutamide arm compared to the placebo arm, and the duration lasted longer in dara arm, and that's not surprising either. In patients with a prior CR or PR to ABI or ENZA, RPFS and OS were improved on darolutamide even more significantly, but if patients did not really respond very well to ABI or ENZA in the past, then that didn't seem to be the case with dara either. Darolutamide was generally very well tolerated, and all the expected side effects occurred. Fatigue was actually less common with dara and compared to the placebo, which is really quite interesting. So I think this study is basically a proof of concept and hypothesis generating. And the RPFS is clinically modest in improvement. The EFS and overall survival signals are interesting, but need further studies. Prior response to other hormone therapy may predict benefit from maintenance treatment after the taxane with darolutamide, and the side effects were generally favorable. So I think in this case, this study is not yet practice changing because sequential novel hormonal agents may not be the most effective way of treating prostate cancer after another hormonal agent was used. And it is unknown if adding docetaxel in between really changes this. I think it raises two important questions. One is how many cycles of taxane is optimal? And we typically give anywhere between 6 to 12 cycles. And in this study, one could argue that some of the patients should have gotten longer taxanes rather than stop their treatment. And some patients can be rechallenged with taxane if necessary or switch from docetaxel to calcitaxel. So RPFS differences were small. And overall survival would really need to be shown to justify its use. And I think patients had numerical advantage if they were in the placebo arms, and these patients had non-progressive disease on a taxane, so they're very selected patients. Is placebo a reasonable control? That's very hard to say, because in this case, we do not really have an alternative maintenance treatment. Somehow, people could argue that taxane could be used for a longer period until it was not tolerated, or until they developed progressive disease. And that raises a second question of what should be the comparator be in the phase 3 trial. So that is my perspective for this particular abstract. Thanks.
Thanks for that great analysis and summary, Dr. Koh. And thanks for also addressing some of the questions that I had regarding whether or not the placebo arm was an appropriate comparator arm, and how exactly we normally would manage stable patients on taxane therapy. I also really appreciate your thoughts on whether or not a 1 month improvement in radiographic progression-free survival is a clinically meaningful improvement. Thanks again.
Thank you very much for having me for the presentation, and thank you for the opportunity to participate in the Bayer Ambassador Program.